Swinging back to the HER2-positive patient, you're talking about neoadjuvant therapy and pathologic complete response. Reminded me, I want to ask you about the MD Anderson data presented at the ASCO meeting looking at neoadjuvant trastuzumab. Can you comment on this data?
Well, Aman Buzdar did a very interesting trial, and he basically combined Herceptin with anthracyclines, and I applaud his courage. I think it was an appropriate thing to do. I think he's got a very strong pathologic complete response rate signal. However, I look at these data in part as a Canadian, and in Canada, we have a very centralized system, and we're only allowed to use drug regimens standardly where there's high-level evidence, and that would be randomized data that is showing, in general, a disease-free or overall survival signal. And although the trial was well-conducted, I'm disappointed that the trial was halted so early before there are ever going to be enough patients on it to actually give us those signals. Similarly, I think that the studies that need to be done are ones where they're very large and very well-powered, and the endpoint of overall survival is the key one. I know we've seen, for example, in the adjuvant aromatase inhibitor story, very strong disease-free survival advantages. But again, it's always nice to be able to approach your patients and say, with this treatment modality, you're more likely to be alive. And that, until we cure every breast cancer patient, is, I think, the most strong signal we can take from clinical trials.